I'm going to read a few poems, most of them unpublished, so it's a bit of a risk. One is in a book. And I'll just make a few remarks, so I won't sort of keep introducing the poems all the time. Perversely, the poems I'll read tonight are different aspects to ideas of, say, subjectivity, place, or even the eco-poetic that my work has often or sometimes been identified with, if indeed it's identified in any way. I work off-site. I'm taking the idea of off from Kate Lilly. I quite liked it. So I work off-site on a little plot. I'm trying to get away from suburb. So I'm going to have a little plot. And these poems, these little plots, are variously processed by improvisation, paradox, or permutation. And they are probably off in that very Australian way, as well as, and I've just made these up, being off-topian and off-politan. I live in a place that some indeed may see as provincial, ordinary, little smoke, but I hope these little plots work like another little and apparently ordinary machine that some of you may have heard of that's bigger on the inside. No one knows what I'm talking about, that's fine. You do? Good. First poem I will read is a bit placey, but the other ones aren't. And it's out of my place. I am a monster from nowhere, feeling the blossoms, feeling the air. From nowhere, and in it, ancient me on the street. Possibly nowhere is possible, except somewhere, sunshine, as if it matters that it's sunshine everywhere, for everyone that tempts you into believing. So I limp to the end of the street. No one cares to touch my tongue. Really, do I do these things? Walk in nowhere, walk in where it is as it should be. I'm a monster from nowhere, which was once the place to be. And I'll just read, this is my latest little book called Breaking the Days, and I'll just read a short poem from this and then get back to the new ones. This is called Fractions. If you were more open, would it make a difference? You don't have to look. You can walk away. There are stairs. It's not really your place to eat cake. It's more of an excuse. You could be tempted to fold. You do nothing of the sort. The walkways are fractions. There are too many barriers. There's no point in stealing crumbs. There are no crumbs. And this next one is called Let Loose Looks. A woman looks a mum. A tree looks like a woman looks. On a refuse looks with a salvage looks. After another looks along a shelf. Looks into a self looks between a path. Looks over an accident, looks despite. A blood clot looks following an advance. Looks under a shoe. Looks minus a drink looks round. A dream looks on a handle, looks past. A roundabout looks for a rescue, looks without a ring. Looks opposite a conspiracy. Looks to a lamp looks since a wound looks amid two looks as what looks like looks. Self and branch and air and secret and a bloody mess. And beauty and what's left to the children, to the smell of sweat, alongside the train with the fresh feet following a shot and a muscle. Looks, but a branch looks like a brand looks as a fire feels and looks. And the way through with the sign with the nothings among. The extras with variables, with adoration, with rain. Between latitudes via never-ending with a basket, with furlongs to markets among songs, and diversions with the hammer, with the weeds along the flesh and vectors despite the bandages. Through the prism with chains and with rather than outworn, or nonsense, or vicious, or drastic. A garden tastes like a woman looks as looks let loose looks. Two tastes as selves, paths refuse wounds, rescues sweats sweat. And this next one, and this is one I have actually sort of been fooling around with since I've been here. It's called My Wings, My Excesses. My bitumen blood marries cells of red brick dust through my arms to sprout bark chips and aluminium. My breast cracks its bones, its arthritic carbon. My lungs singing in a Keatsian smear, tinnitus with polyester, superphosphate and tailings. It's not all I have. I feel it in and it drips me out. Wait, there's more. Blue as plastic and fine as sour sob in a sun trap, girt by traffic and potash, barbecue sauce and lymph. It's not all personal, nor a definition of smoke, flaky rubber, failed macadam or gunk. I love my viscera, though it all hurts. Everything that's killing me is killing me, as if I'm chipping that small line, pushing excess capacities into wave machines with things of sand and tin. A metallic sky that welcomes me with a high, high, with strings of helium, holdalls and hemp, a fertile toast of ancient jackets, a kilt and wings. There's a future furor blasting my precocious whitened nerves, some spermatozoid trance in the disco of my drains, my skin and its sulfates every day engendered in the church of carbohydrates, Paleolithic junk food. My piss flesh flushes a pro rata scenario, a form on a form of cloud banks as a parachute, true as improvisation of my collective diesel drops, its chilly sandwich of taste enhancers, of asbestos and gyproc. The clots in my breathing, the pierce that wakes me spinning in the mist of phenomenon, busy as an overture, a rom-com of the 60s, short-sighted as Marilyn or a train through snow. I have no opinions about nachos or unicorns. I'm fresh as meat, sugar or rot. And I'll just finish off with two more poems. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, all right. Three more. Okay, then. The next one's called Feast. And there is something slightly autobiographical in this, that is the honey eater and the magnolia, the rest. The magnolia is firmer now. It's the one you should kiss, if not the honey eater, or the light that flicks as you flick. If you do not kiss now, take the road. Rid it of its manure, its arrows, its orbiting rubbers. These spurts will not do. They simply petrify. Push off cycles and teams. They're wasting our time. If you castrate the columns, they crumble, so be it. Empty their dugs as well. I'm hyped with mojo and hemlock, perhaps talking too fast. Unpick me or hex me, whatever seems tastiest. Your diva or mine. Sirens circle the district. They demand rightful crack. Offer it all to them. Tell their chauffeurs lust drinks are on me. They're all that's precarious. The pill that makes me small is broken. Does the whole make me whole? Back to the magnolia with the honey eater. Voices crack at the fence. The wedding feast offers its cobwebs. Each day is more stellar than the last. Each bird flies the only way it knows how. Each woman walks as she must. It's not winter yet, not by a long shot. And just a bit or two more then. Okay. Magic hurt. I had to read this one because it mentions cricket. It seems like the outside is fighting. All night wheels go round. I dream of ice as though it's cold fantasy. You know you've forgotten something. The chatter goes on. Uncertainty is kind of fun. It's like test cricket and rain. There are no amends. You could rant instead. There's an ecstasy in the nothing. The window pane proves it. What's the extent of hurt? Something more for the scorecard? The real time is the wrong time. You know we're making this up. It's no dawn chorus. The cupboards are whiter than that. I have to hold down the fear. It's what keeps me going. Have a look at us having a look. It's twice the fun. The air is magic. We live in it. I put on my shoes. That seems logical. The labels are hard to dispose of. A bit like advice. According to the maps, it's getting worse. You've even run out of melancholy and goon. There's cloud for a while, all kinds. I tear open the package. I start to eat. It sometimes works without a battery. Singing is better outside. The machines begin. They startle me with their beauty. And finally, a short one. It was a hard drive. I sing to myself like an extract. I haven't been humble today. There's a mission statement for that. The flushed thing with feathers, a legendary spider. If you sit on the shore, you will agree, or naked around Callistemons. I am a hard drive. It makes sense. The word for freedom is a word. The cliff is made of limestone and plastic. All the pitch won't save us. Throw away your shirts. Nipples may save us. If not, then waterfalls or hats. Thank you.